Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of
There's no stimulant in age that could make you nervous.
I was playing with two guys, and they were more excited than I was because I did it.
He did nine guys in a row. It's hard when it's that wet.
Yeah, there's long-haired wieners.
Yeah. Yes, there are.
That felt good.
There have been a variety of proposals.
What's going on?
Satanic Jason Quick is criminally underrated.
I want to kill everyone.
Oh, thank you.
That was a natural phenomenon, too.
Yeah. Has that ever happened again?
It happened to him, like, the next time, kind of.
Oh, it did?
Remember?
No.
Yeah, there was once was really bad, and then the other time it was, like, so-so, and I don't think we've had another case. So
Where
clearly,
did our phones go in here?
They've been removed.
Why did they do that? Has anybody ever gotten the answer to that? Look, why they took phones out?
Don't ask questions.
Out of the room in there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's because no one else uses the phones. I think all the producers have always put the guests on, and they were like, oh, then we don't need it in here, even though they didn't ask you because you're the one who controls the phone always.
Okay. Yeah, it's just gone.
Well, we definitely don't take calls, but
no.
Sometimes we want to.
Well, but you have guests. And you can.
Well, the guests Mike can do.
Yeah.
I guess he can do the calls too, but that's a lot of work for young Mike.
It's weird, though, because they're going around and gutting all the other studios that aren't being used.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of wires going on around here.
Yeah, if you just walk around our building and you open random rooms, it's just, I don't know, like you said,
it's just wires and stuff.
And everything else has been ripped out. And it makes you a little uneasy because you're like, what are you, like, what's happening? Like, what are they doing?
Well, they're going to remodel here, apparently.
Well, but I
told Kim, our fearless leader.
Yeah.
I said, I'll believe that when I see it.
Well, something's happening because stuff's being removed.
Yeah.
So you believe the removal, you're not certain about the
well, we're addition. Going, yeah, we're going more digital than analog, you know?
I do kind of miss, up until like 6 months ago, we had like CD and tape players in all the studios.
Just in
case you
and
wanted.
And mini disc players.
Yeah, if you wanted to lay down a sweet mixtape on your mini disc.
By the way, they pulled something out from under me here, like where my feetsies are right now. It's exposed, and I have my flip-flops on, and I kicked them off, and I reached my feet into this cubby hole that's exposed, and now I'm playing with exposed wires.
Well, that's how we
with my feet.
That's how we got knocked off the air.
Do you think that's a good idea?
It's probably not, because I inadvertently bumped something with my foot, and I wasn't playing with it, and I knocked us off the air. So I just want it on record that if we do go off, Rob's doing it, and Rob's doing it on purpose.
I have a survey of people, humans, that you may be interested in.
Survey says?
Because this is what we were just talking about.
Have you ever been surveyed, by the way?
Not recently.
I don't think I've ever been surveyed.
I think somebody tried to survey me not too long ago about COVID,
mm-hmm.
and I punched him.
Pulled a Hannibal Lecter. ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
No, I think it was an email or something like that, and I just deleted it.
I've never been surveyed.
I don't know how they do that anymore. Do they call you? It's very hard to get a hold of me because I'm not going to answer the email.
No.
And I'm certainly not going to answer the call. Like, how are you going to...
I think they just...
Short of just coming up to me on the street, which I don't want to be bothered.
They
so,
do. I mean... It,
I've seen that, but are those surveys or are those, petitions?
Some of them are surveys, though.
Yeah.
Someone has to be being surveyed out there because there's all kinds of surveys.
I know.
My question is, who are the people out there?
That's why I don't trust
surveys. Like, yeah, let's do this. Let's take this survey. And like at the end of a customer service call, they do the, hey, if you'd like to stick around.
Or they put it on the receipt. Go to our website and take a survey.
Who has ever done that?
Well, sometimes they give you incentives. So probably the
people.
Yeah,
like if you go to Panda Express, you can get like some free orange chicken. But I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. Well.
Someone's got to be taking these because you just said there's a new survey.
New survey. It's about TV. Now, this is what we were just talking about. And you said you love to sit there and kind of peruse channels and...
I am. I am a channel...
Try to decide what to watch.
I am a channel flipper. If I lay down at night before I go to bed, either to take a lap around a book or I will turn on the cable and you just kind of start at the, you know, you start at ABC... You just work your way on down. And I love the random, oh, look at that. I didn't know that was on. Last night I got caught up watching My Feet Are Killing Me. You ever seen that?
No.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, it's a show about foot problems. It's got a hot doctor and male and female, by the way, two hots. And they're like foot surgeons. And it's just people's feet problems. And I can't get enough of it. The things that are going on with people's tootsies, oh my God.
That sounds terrible.
I didn't think I fully appreciated how messed up people's feet were. But this lady came in, she was like in her 40s and she was a ballerina for like 25, 30 years, like her whole life growing up.
Are her toes clubbed?
I can't even begin to describe what they look like. It's like you just took a bunch of pieces of licorice and like squeezed them all together. And... just some of these feet conditions. And again, I'd like to point out the female doctor is smoking hot. Like stuff like that. I'll be flipping around and I'm like, oh, let's check out this for a while.
Yeah, see, I'm the exact opposite. I'm a destination viewer. When I sit down, I want to know what I'm sitting down to watch or otherwise I'm not watching TV because then I get roped into stupid shows like that.
You got no whimsy in your life. That's the beauty of just, you know.
I do, though. It's just not through TV. Like, maybe I'll decide to go out and hit a few putts. Maybe I'll decide to go out and throw the ball for a little Molly Two Poops. But I'm not... I just don't like to sit in front of the TV all that much. I'm a destination television watcher, which is basically just sports... or if I'm watching a show or the occasional movie. Now, this is a study of adults, 2,000 adults. How long do you think, and they measure this in total days over an adult lifetime.
Okay.
Do we spend trying to decide what TV show or movie to watch? In an adult lifetime.
In an adult lifetime. Boy.
So the average week... sees 24 minutes and 24 seconds spent deciding on TV shows.
That's it?
And a little bit longer on films. Yeah, a week, 25 minutes, about a half hour.
I'm probably longer than that.
God, this is not my life. I never sit and think about what TV show I'm going to watch.
You don't.
I know what I'm watching.
Well, see, he's a destination viewer too. Yeah. Very interesting. Now, you're the opposite of that.
Complete opposite. I would say that 95% of the time that I turn on the TV, no idea where it's going. It's a game of roulette. Let's see what happens.
I have my old reliable. I'll watch YouTube if I don't have anything to watch. I always have one or two shows that I'm watching. And if not, I'll very quickly go to the movie channels and put something on. It is like, at most, a two-minute process for me to figure out what to watch.
See, and I'm with this guy right here. So he said, last night I randomly stumbled across Tombstone on the Sci-Fi channel. Saw that as well. I have it on demand. I could easily watch it at any time, but there's something more magical about stumbling across something on cable. I agree.
Yes, joining a movie in the middle. So fun.
I do it all the time. Like, I never watch a movie from the beginning. It drives my lady, by the way, absolutely nuts.
That would drive me insane.
Yeah, this is weird. It's just weird.
I'm flipping around, and I'm like, I've seen Tombstone 100 times. I will never set out to watch Tombstone. But if I'm flipping through and Tombstone's on, I'm like, ooh, 30 minutes left in Tombstone. I get to see the big climatic fight there and Doc Holliday. I'm like, all right, let's click on this.
Very rarely will I do that. Only if I'm like half paying attention Like yesterday, for example, 2 days ago, for example, I saw The Departed was on at 10. Yeah. I hadn't seen that movie in a long time. I love that movie. I was like, okay, cool. It was like 9:35. And then right above it was the end of Guardians of the Galaxy ending at 10. Yeah. I went, all right. Because I was going to go play Football Manager and just have it on the side. So I just threw on the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, and then I watched The Departed.
See? It's wonderful.
Well, and no, it wasn't wonderful. I was mad that I watched half of Guardians of the Galaxy, but I wanted something on.
That's the way to go. You just watch chunks. And I'll get this one, too, where I get yelled at. So let's say I'll catch the last 30 minutes of Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, most of the time on cable, those movies will a couple times a week. So then the next day, Guardians of the Galaxy will come on and I'll click it on and it's the beginning and I'll get this. You just watched that. No, I didn't. I watched the end. Now I will watch the beginning until I catch up to where I was at and then I will move on to something else.
You're weird.
Love it.
The result is 55 days across an adult lifetime.
Time well spent.
That people choose what to watch on TV and 57 days to agree on a blockbuster movie. So it takes a little longer for everyone to agree on a movie.
That is true, because TVs you're only committing to a handful of minutes. Movies, you're committing to hours, although the way I watch movies, you're not. You're only committing to maybe 30, 45 minutes of something.
So what most influences what you watch?
Hmm. Boy.
The actors? Is it the genre? Is it a series? Is it the length of the film? Is it...
You know what's weird is I probably watch more stuff that I've already seen than stuff I haven't.
See, to me, it's definitely the content.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's content.
Yeah, it's content.
Like documentary.
But I'm not going to lie. The little description, it's huge for me. Because as I'm flipping through on Comcast, you know, you get the little like three or four, you know, line, hey, this is what this about. And you get a good little summary and you've got me. That will rope me in all the time.
I'm almost always watching just movies I know I like. If I'm going to watch a movie randomly, if I'm not setting out to be like, hey, I haven't seen this and I'm going to watch this, I'll usually find a different way to watch it than just on TV.
So 41% say the factors which influence what people watch, 41% say it's genre, 37% actors and the length or series, 28 and 23%. 49% say they have taken so long to decide that they haven't watched anything at all. That's yes. Half of the people.
Dude, that happens.
That's unbelievable.
Dude, my wiener kids, they're masters of that. They'll be like, hey, do you want to watch a movie? I'm like, yeah, whatever you want. And then they'll sit there and I'll lose patience. And I'm like, whatever, 20 minutes in. I think my daughter now just does it to piss me off. She like does it on purpose. And that will drive me bananas. Because it shouldn't take more than a handful of minutes if you're setting out to watch one specific thing. The other factor that they're not bringing up on there, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, nudity will also play a big role. If I'm flipping through and I see a movie and I know there's quality nudity, I'm like, yeah. That's like, let's say there's two movies, right? Let's say there's Tombstone and let's say there's The Wolf of Wall Street, both quality films. And I'm not really setting out to watch either one. Guess which one's getting the nod? Wolf of Wall Street. Why? Margot Robbie. You know, why? Or like, let's say even those are two good movies. Let's say there's really not anything on and there's a very average movie like, just something that's like halfway decent. Like, some sort of Tom Cruise whatever, you know, All the Right Moves or something. And then like Wild Things is on and you'll be like, ooh, wow, The Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You're like, well, there's the Phoebe Cates scene coming up and that.
Well, if Wild Things comes on, all you're doing is saying, is this before or after they make out?
Exactly.
See? Nev Campbell and what's her name?
Denise Richards. So if you click to that and it's already past that, then you can move on to the next.
But how do you know?
If I know there is quality nudity, it will go a long way to convincing me to at least stick around to that part.
Two things on this study, and then we'll break. Who do you think the study found, males or females, to be the more likely decision makers on what to watch? Males or females?
Males, because females will never make a decision.
Wow.
Yes.
Canceled?
No. It's canceled. The truth.
Hiya. It is actually females.
Really?
That's what the study found.
That blows my mind. Every female that I've ever known cannot make a decision on where to eat, or what to watch. I believe that more divorces have occurred over where to eat and what to watch than pretty much any other thing outside of infidelity. Go home tonight and sit down with your wife and be like, hey, what do you want to watch? See what happens.
And then the last thing is, when they do the, and you probably don't have this watching cable, but like when you watch Netflix or, you know, these streaming services, they will recommend things for you based on what you previously watched.
Oh, yeah.
Does that help you? Do you like that?
Yeah,
I do. Like, you choose things from that list?
Yes.
Because I often do.
Love the suggestions.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
They do a good job with that.
And, you know, most places do that, too. Like, if you click on, same thing, in a movie, like on Comcast, and you go down, it'll have similar movies or whatever all the time. Although, I hate when they do that, and you click on it, and it's not available. I'm like, why are you suggesting? It pisses me off beyond belief.
What service does that?
Well, like on mine, you click a movie and then whatever streaming, like if it's not available on demand, it'll tell you if it's available on streaming options or whatever.
Yeah.
So it'll suggest you'll be watching like an Al Pacino movie and then let's say Scent of a Woman's Blow and you're like, ooh, Scent of a Woman, and you click on it and the only way to watch it is like by buying it. And you're like, damn it. And Netflix does this one too, and I hate it. Is you'll be like, hey, I wonder if this is on Netflix, and you start typing in the title of the show, and it pops up, right? Like it fills in, like, hey, are you looking for this? And then you click on it, and it's not on Netflix.
Mm.
Then why the F are you having it pop up on the search engine?
Mm.
Drives me insane. Mm.
All right, that's all we have time for there. Do you know the whitest and blackest places and states in America?
Portland.
It is 6:21 on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello.
Welcome back. Good to be here.
Andrew Nemec is coming up next.
Yeah.
You know him?
Hot young boy talk.
That's right. That's what he does.
Yeah. He builds relationships and talks about athletic looking young boys.
Nemec, that was disgusting.
That was disgusting.
What happened?
He was sexy dancing.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Get it together, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. Is there a line that separates men more than those that can dance and those that can't? Because, obviously there are men that can dance, but I feel like it is a very small percentage of men, like 2% tops.
Well, there's a difference between being able to just have a little rhythm.
Yeah, no,
and I'm being able to dance.
Like, so he attempted a sexy dance.
He did. He put his hand, he interlocked his, let me paint this picture for you.
Was there thrusting?
He interlocked his fingers.
Yeah.
Put them up over his head as if he were laying back on his pillow, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then he thrust his sexy hips.
We call that the Giuliani.
His oily hips.
His oily hips right at me. See, thrust them.
And here's the thing. If a woman does that, it's instant, like the guys are like, yeah, that's great. Men, no. But there is a population of men, a small one, that can do that, and it works for them. Men that can dance, I think that is just a rare little sliver, and there is no greater divide between people that can and can't do something than men who can dance and men who can't.
Well,
there was like a street fair a couple weeks back. Like they had food carts out and they had some local artists or whatever. And my gal's kind of a hippie. And so she was like, oh, let's go out to this thing. So I was like, sure. And a breakdance fight broke out.
Cool.
Yeah, it was.
People could actually breakdance?
Yo, dude, the kids were great. And I don't know if they were kids. They were like 20-somethings. But they rolled out they like had a piece of like a vinyl flooring or whatever, like an old 70s kitchen. And they rolled it out and they were actually like, it was a full-on breakdance fight. And let me tell you, those the young people, they were amazing. Dude, some of those guys were awesome. And a couple of gals too. But the best part wasn't watching the combatants that were breakdance fighting. You know, the circle formed around, you know, the dance floor, if you will, or the piece of vinyl. And I found myself watching the people that were on the outsides, because the rhythm, you know, they had a DJ going. Watching those awkward 40-something white people kind of groove along and pretend to breakdance was as entertaining, if not more, than the impressive dancing that was going on. And it was this fine line because they didn't want to just full on break out into, you know, the breakdance, because they weren't, but they were also a slave to the rhythm. And it was the most awkward, just white guy oil can weird movement. And I just thought to myself, when I looked at that, I was like, they desperately want to join in, but they can't. And they never will be able to. Why? Because we're old white guys. And we will not be participating in any sort of breakdance fight.
Here's a man who says, men that dance get the ladies. So yes. Says this dancing well-laid fool.
I guarantee it.
You know, I used to dance. I used to like to dance.
I've seen you dance at the White Owl. Let me tell you.
Oh, dude.
It's something.
The ladies love it. And I don't think I can dance, but I can't. I'm not like off. It's like there's a difference between just having rhythm and moving. And dancing, you know. So I tend to disagree with the gap. I think there's some people that are right in the middle that can just, they can get by. Like at a wedding, let's say it's a big group dancing at a wedding and everybody's drunk, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking, your eyes go right where you just said. You go to the really, really bad dancers. You're like, oh my God, look at that.
What is that?
Or the really, really good dancers. If I'm in that group, you're going to scan right by me. Because I'm, you know, you're just like, it's all right.
I've seen you dance. I'm disagreeing.
Well,
I've seen you out with a few drinks, and I can assure
it's
you.
It's hot. I can dance a little bit. But what were we doing?
Well, Nemec,
why are we talking about
Nemec
this?
Was thrusting at you. He was there sexy dancing.
Oh. It didn't seem good. Then again, if I were attracted to him, maybe I would like it.
That's the thing. I think.
I think
Nemec's wife is clearly attracted to him, but I don't think she looks at that and is like, "Yeah."
Do you think she's attracted to him, though?
I would assume. Mm. Well, that's you're getting into a whole other realm.
He
here.
Shook his head no and said, "It's all about the money."
The money.
Yeah, that big high school recruiting money. Well, here's the other thing. Now you're getting into a whole separate, like subcategory. How many women are truly attracted to their man, and how many of them are like, eh, good enough? Because you always see like the Instagram post where it's like, you know, just celebrating 10 years with the most beautiful man in the world, and then like you see the photo and you're like, ooh.
Dad?
You're like, what? I'm not certain that women are necessarily always attracted to the partner. I think that it's more of like, hey, he's a good dude. And
it's hard to know how you're going to age, right?
Yeah.
Like things happen, life, you know, it's tough.
I'm putting a percentage of the number of marriages, percentage of marriages where the woman is legitimately attracted to the man.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know that.
You going to ballpark it? Think of the ones you know. I'm saying 35%.
35?
35%.
I'll go over that.
You think?
Yeah, I'll go over that.
I think for men, I'd say that's closer to probably 60. Females, 30-35% tops.
Why more for men?
I think men are way more shallow, and I think men tend to marry specifically for, like, I think you see men marrying up way more than you see the other way around, right? Like, it's not that uncommon to see a guy and maybe he's overweight or he just, you know, you just dress it. You're like, what the hell are you wearing? And you look at the wife and you're like, oh, you know, that's pretty cute. Very rarely do you see an attractive guy where he's well put together and then you see the wife and you're like, oh, what? It definitely tends to go the other way, way, way more.
Don't you think, too, that, you know, sometimes you'll see dudes and we all know these guys, where you look at them and go, Jesus, what a mess.
Yeah.
But then you see younger pictures of them and you're like, oh, my God, the guy was an Adonis. Would you believe he was like the best pitcher of his, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Women, I think, just have more pressure to keep up their appearance.
Get age better.
Men let themselves go.
Men's like, I'm making money. We got a couple of kids. Whatever.
That's right. Exactly. And women, I think, do that less. So I think that factors in, too. I was going to tell you something, but I don't remember what it was.
We got completely dynamic thrusted.
Yeah, he threw us off our game.
Well, his package, apparently his bulge now has derailed the entire damn show.
What's he doing with his hair?
I can't see him.
We're talking about his hair.
What's going on there? Is he in the in-between stages?
He is getting closer to where he wants to be.
See, this is a good one right here. Someone said...
He's a tweener.
You look at Princess Kate. Total smoke show.
I like her, yeah.
Is she really attracted to Prince William?
She'd want me.
Really? That is not a handsome man.
He used to be, though.
You never know what her style is, though.
You know what her style is? Prince. That's what her style is.
He used to be pretty good-looking dude. And he probably still is. He's just kind of bald, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, Harry's a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah, Harry's, sure. Harry's the good-looking one. But I'm telling you, Kate is Prince William style. The other way around, her style is Prince. Oh, you're a prince and you live in a palace? I'm going to overlook an awful lot.
I have, we're probably now not going to get to it, but yeah, thanks, Nemec.
Yeah, way to thrust.
Nemec's booty throwing us off our game. But we have the whitest and blackest states. Can you guess what they are?
I'll take a shot.
United States. And if I were to go to Alaska, how long would it take me to find a black person? It is 6:36. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan. Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, we have time for nothing now. Andrew Nemec has 100% derailed our show.
And he derailed the break, too. And he's in here.
Dude, that guy does not shut up and let you talk. Because I had to take him to school.
I was coming back from the bathroom down the hallway, and all I hear is you scream, "Can you shut the bleep up for a second?"
Yeah,
I was like, whoa.
We're talking about your attractiveness question.
Yes. What percentage of couples legitimately find each other attractive?
He's a younger guy than we are.
Yeah.
And what I was trying to explain to him is, I think all youth are attractive because, whoa, do not clip that.
Please, Mike, please go ahead and clip
that. Oh, did they just score? What was that?
No, he threw a pick.
Pick six?
Leonard Fournette had a pop out of his hands and a cowboy caught it.
Youth, so
the Cowboys back in the red zone.
When you're young, when you're in your 20s, you're attractive. Okay? Now, there are some people that are just like, whoa.
But it's still at your best.
But yes, because life has not kicked you in the balls repeatedly yet.
Your metabolism.
Yeah, you have that youthful glow about you. Like, I went to KU. You and I did it. I remember this. You and I did a show at Portland State once.
Yep.
And we were looking around going, God, all these kids, they're all beautiful.
Yeah, they're just like rare
and. Now, they all have different shapes and sizes and different looks and different. But some of them in 20 years are going to be butt ugly and not attractive to their spouses.
Yeah.
Because that's life. That's humans.
Life
like,
will
it
destroy
it is very you. Hard when you get into your, especially into your 40s, and I'm sure it gets worse from here. It is very hard to keep that attractiveness, right?
Yes.
Some people age more gracefully than others. There's the weight stuff and this and that. There's a lot of factors, but most of the time people are busy. They're with kids, they're working, and it's not a major priority. And that then leads to a lot of spouses not being attracted to one another.
This is
because they just don't look like when they were 22 and they were tight.
This is a very, very good
point. It's the same person.
Yes.
They were good looking then. And you know what? It's tough.
The ravages of age.
It's tough. Okay. Because
it is weird when you, if you know someone, right? And all you do as an adult is know them as adult, whatever. And you kind of pointed this out too, but like with friends, and then you see the wedding photo and they're
you're like, wow.
You're like,
what happened to you?
But you got to be real careful because you can't go over the top with the praise. Otherwise, it's the backhanded compliment of, man, you look like S now, but hey, 15 years ago, hey, you had it going on.
But it's just. I think that most people, their priorities change.
Yeah.
And.
But it's always a little awkward when it doesn't change for one person and someone keeps it up.
That's trouble.
And the other doesn't. Yeah. And I would say, to your point.
That's trouble.
Most of the time, the female is probably.
Yes.
More inclined to keep it up than the male.
No question.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really difficult.
Oh, yeah.
For those 20 years to keep that. Like, that's a lot of work to keep that up. So kudos to anybody who does it.
Kudos to you hot moms out there. You Laco moms, keeping it tight, keeping it right.
But I think Nemec in the next 10 years, you know, look, he's still 35. You know, it's a gradual thing.
There's
but
an awakening coming.
Dude, it, you know.
Props like, come see me in 15 years.
Life, man. Look at this. The Cowboys are winning. Mike McCarthy's fired up.
Turnovers.
Bruce Arians. Looks like maybe he's not going to have a heart attack.
No, he's beat red.
16-14. Well, I had a whole thing, but.
Yeah, we got nothing.
Look at that. Nemec will be thrusting again at 7 o'clock. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Hello? Tampa back on top.
Look at your nub.
Look at your nub. Is John on?
Let's all look at nubs.
Meow.
All
right.
How are you?
I'm great. Look, it's back. We got football, and I got fantasy players playing. I got gambling. I got money on the game. It's just, like, sometimes the cosmic tumblers all click into place, and the universe opens up and shows us what's possible. And today, right now, is one of those moments.
Yeah, what's possible is take the over.
Yeah. 37?
I took Dallas plus 9. I mean, come on. Now, granted, Touchdown Tommy's probably going to put on a clinic here in the second half. By the way, how, like, he doesn't, he's the greatest of all time, and he's still amazing. It's unbelievable to watch him play.
44.
He's older than I am. I cannot process that thought, right? That he was playing college football at the same time I was before me and is still playing in the NFL and killing it.
Well, the famous one was the Calvin Johnson, but there are three players right now that started in the league after him and are now in the Hall of Fame, and he's still playing.
Yeah, Ed Reed, right? Calvin Johnson, and I think one other.
Yeah, I forget the third one, but Reed and Calvin Johnson were the other ones, which is just incredible. And you look at him, he looks like $1 million. He's out here, he still looks amazing. I mean, it's been said and done, but it's unbelievable what he's doing. And, he's fun to watch. It's greatness. I like watching greatness.
Yeah, look at Ed Reed, who, by the way, I love old man Ed Reed and what he's got going on. But you look at Ed Reed and Tom Brady, and you're telling me Tom Brady's 2 years older than Ed Reed? Like, what? Ed Reed looks like he's going on Sanford and Son. And then you look at Tom Brady is killing children and drinking their blood. It's a QAnon sort of thing.
He's doing something. Whatever he's doing, it's working. So keep it up, Tommy.
All right. Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to report to us tonight?
No, just enjoying enjoying the confluence of football, gambling, and fantasy all here at once.
So you took the Cowboys plus 9, and they're down 5.
Yeah, what?
They're down 5 with 2 minutes left to go in the first half.
But they're moving the ball pretty good. I did it as part of a parlay. I didn't just bet on that game. I did, you know, and it, by the way, it's ridiculous still that I have to drive over to Portland to do sports action. Come on, Washington.
Well, Alan A is going to get one, but you have to be on the premises.
Yeah, you got
to
go up. You can use the app, but you got to be like in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's even worse. It's shorter for me to drive to Portland.
No, that is true. But you can bet on college at Alan A, though.
Well, I guess, but I mean, it's still lame. But we drove over, we go over by the, so we crossed the 205 bridge, and we have settled in. Have you ever been over to the airport to the cell phone waiting area?
No.
I always see it, and I always, I never go in there.
So you just sit there and wait for someone to call you?
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, so like, I used to think, until last year, I used to think it was just like a little roundabout. Like they directed you over here, and there was like a roundabout. You kept driving around until somebody called you. But it's like a mini city over there. There's a gas station. There's a Taco Bell. There's a Starbucks.
There's a Dutch Bros.
Huh. Yeah, there's a big parking lot, and there's people hanging out. So we go over there, and we hang out. And like, there's people cruising around, and there's chicks, and there's high school dudes, and there's weirdos, and there's, you know, some transients cruising around. Every now and then you get some airport riffraff.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Well, what they want you to do is go over there and park and wait for your person to call you.
Yeah, instead of like just like clogging up and
I never do that. I just go in and try to weasel my way into the line and hope they don't kick
100%.
But if you decide to go use it, they give you Like, it's not just go sit over there and wait. Like, you can have a taco. You can go in and get a coffee. You can go in and get a 7-Eleven Slurpee or a candy bar. You can talk to the assorted riffraff. You can gamble. So we go over and sit in the parking lot, and we gamble. And I did a little five-team parlay to start the season. And I'm sure now that I'm talking about it, the Cowboys will lose this and ruin my parlay, and I'll drive back over there Saturday night to bet another one.
God Who else bless. Is in your parlay?
God bless gambling.
Right? It's fantastic. I took the Seahawks. I took...
Homer.
I took Denver. I took... I forget the other two I took. I think I took Washington. I like the football team. And then one other one. I listened to your guys' segment today, Robbing the Bank, which is fantastic, by the way. And I had a bunch of picks that Mike and my brother liked, which I don't know if makes me nervous or not, but
not good.
I seem to be at odds with some of Isaac's picks, so we'll see how that goes.
All right, have a good, what is tonight, Thursday? Have a good Thursday night.
All right, go gambling, go football, go fantasy football.
I didn't know your brother gambled.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? What a heathen.
He doesn't have many vices, gambling is one of them.
You know what it's going to lead to? Drinking.
Look, I've been trying to get him on that train for years. I don't think it's going to happen.
Probably drugs, then.
And I'd like to point out, for all John's holiness, you know who first got me drunk? John.
Well, he is the older brother.
Underage drinking. And he tries to claim that he's a man of the Lord.
That's a crime.
Yes. I was like 15. Just young and impressionable. Didn't know what I was doing. Except they were Midori Sours.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
I think that was technically my first alcohol drink. My grandmother would make some sort of like holiday punch where she claimed to cook the vodka out. No. No.
Mine was tequila. Yeah. All right. We got to go. Recruiting with Andrew Nimick is coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 to pick it up.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.